This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced yesterday that there is a strong likelihood that there is community spread of COVID-19 in the village of Neposkiak. This is after a second individual that was in the village tested positive for coronavirus this week. KYUK's Greg Kim reports on what's being done.
Earlier this month, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced that a Neposkiak resident tested positive for coronavirus. At that time, Neposkiak went into lockdown, shutting down all intervillage travel except for essential needs. A team from YKHC traveled to the nearby village to conduct widespread testing. Neposkiak Tribal Administrator Sharon Williams says that round of testing identified another case.
From the test on June 16, someone was positive.
YKHC said the most recent case is a Bethel resident who was in Neposkiak. Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges said that the individual had not traveled outside of the region recently, nor were they a close contact of the first Neposkiak resident who tested positive, which is why Hodges says there's likely community spread.
For community spread, what we mean is we're not sure how or when they became infected.
Asked whether the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta has hit a new level of severity in the COVID-19 pandemic, Dr. Hodges said it's always been serious.
This disease is unpredictable. There are people who are healthy, who have no chronic medical conditions, who become severely ill and die. And there are, of course, our elderly who are quite vulnerable, who can become severely ill and die. And so I think it's incumbent upon all of us as a community to contribute to the control of this outbreak.
Neposkiak officials are mandating face masks in public places. Tribal Administrator Williams says the bingo hall and the church are closed. She says non-residents are asked to stay away from the village and residents are asked to stay in their homes except for essential needs like food and gas. Williams says fishing is another essential need.
All subsistence activities are allowed.
Dr. Hodges says fishing, since it is outdoors, should be okay, even while Neposkiak is mostly sheltering in place.
As long as people can maintain social distance from people not in their household, wear masks if they have to interact with other people.
The village will also allow an exception to its lockdown when non-residents head to Neposkiak for the burial of Jerry Evan, an Alaska State Trooper who died last Saturday. The service will be outdoors with close friends and family members, and everyone will be encouraged to wear a mask. YKHC is sending a medical provider to Neposkiak on Friday to conduct additional testing until July 1st. Williams says she hopes this time 100% of the village gets tested. Hodges says with the number of coronavirus cases growing in the region, people in every village and community should continue to wear masks, wash their hands often, and maintain a small social circle.
If you can't name the number of people that you've been with in the past 14 days, then you're around too many people and you need to limit your social circle.
Dr. Hodges said that the actions of one person cannot control this virus, but the entire community of the YK Delta should work together to try to prevent a larger outbreak. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
Also yesterday, YKHC announced the 11th case of COVID-19 related to the region. YKHC announced that an out-of-state resident had tested positive for the coronavirus in Anchorage before traveling to Bethel. However, the individual did not receive news of the positive test result until after they'd already arrived in Bethel, where they are currently self-isolating. The health corporation says it has contacted everyone who had been in close proximity to the person to provide instructions on testing and precautions to take. YKHC says it is, quote, highly confident this is a travel-related case and that known close contacts of the positive case are minimal. COVID-19 cases are on the rise in Alaska. On Wednesday, state health officials reported the highest one-day increase of new cases yet at 44. That included 25 Alaskans and 19 non-residents. The total number of cases statewide for Alaskans is 816. Although the state has reopened most of the economy, YKHC has continued to urge the public to follow basic precautions to keep the disease from spreading in the community by avoiding non-essential travel, practicing hand washing and social distancing, wearing a mask in public, and frequently disinfecting high-touch surfaces in your home. Symptoms of COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, include fever, chills, cough, shortness of breath, diarrhea, and a diminished sense of taste or smell. Anyone who is experiencing these symptoms is asked to not go see a medical provider, but instead to call their village clinic or the Bethel Hospital. YKHC will begin offering free coronavirus testing weekly to anyone concerned about possible exposure to the virus. YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges says the Health Corporation will offer testing every Wednesday beginning July 1st from noon to 4 p.m. Testing will occur at the drive-through testing tent outside the Bethel Hospital.
So you don't need an appointment, you don't need a doctor's note or a doctor's referral, just come and we'll kind of test all comers who come during that time period.
YKHC is also continuing to offer free coronavirus testing to all incoming travelers at the Bethel Airport. YKHC urges everyone traveling into the region to get tested for the virus. In Yukon River fishing news, the first commercial Yukon River fish opening of the season begins Saturday. The Yukon may be the only commercial fishery in the state that uses beach seines and dip nets. That gear is needed to target chum salmon while releasing kings to spawn upriver. So few king salmon have returned so far this summer that projections are that there won't be enough to meet escapement goals set by managers. The chum salmon are returning late on the Yukon, but projected to be plentiful enough to support a commercial fishery. They came late last year as well. No gill nets can be used on the Yukon, and all kings caught must be released live. Lastly, in aviation news, Raven Air Group says it has received nearly 30 bids to buy the airline or pieces of the airline out of bankruptcy. Five bidders are interested in buying the company intact, said Raven attorney Tobias Keller in a hearing on Thursday in Delaware Bankruptcy Court. There were also nearly a dozen offers to buy what Keller calls substantial assets from Raven. Those bids weren't for the whole business, but each was at least $1 million. Other bids were for a single plane or a particular lease. Raven was Alaska's largest rural airline with 1,300 workers and some 70 planes before the pandemic forced it to shut down operations and file for bankruptcy. The company is majority owned by a pair of East Coast private equity firms, and it owed more than $90 million to its lenders. Raven's chief executive says in a prepared statement that the company is optimistic the bids will allow it to exit bankruptcy, rehire its employees, and restart air service. But at Thursday's telephonic hearing, Raven attorney Keller released few details about how the bids will be vetted.
I see that there are a number of bidders on the call today who are undoubtedly curious as to what the story is as to how we're going to organize the process. We owe them answers. We owe them deadlines. We don't have them today.
The identities of the bidders were not announced at the hearing, but Keller said there were at least five established investors with substantial airline industry experience. One attorney at the hearing said he worked for a Southern California company, Float Shuttle, that has offered to buy Raven intact. Float Shuttle runs commuter service for Southern California drivers who want to avoid time and traffic by flying. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News You Tune coming up.